Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise, today we are welcoming back to Good to Grow Jan Peterzelka, who is a master gardener here in El Paso, and she's decided to join us here for the next few weeks, adding her voice to a lot of what you and I are chatting about. And right. Welcome back, Jan. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Norma. It's always a pleasure to come out to UTEP and join you and Denise. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Well, it is the biggest shopping weekend of the year.
Right.
And so maybe if you're not going to be or you want to stay away from the malls and you want to stay away from all those places where people are doing all the majority of their shopping, how about hitting the local nursery, right? Because there are a lot of gifts that you might want to think of for that gardener in your life.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there comes a point in your life when you start realizing, like, what kind of gifts am I buying, or what's the sense of that? And, you know, it has to have some kind of meaning behind of it. And sometimes I think we stray away from that during the holiday busy season. So I would like to kind of talk a little bit about some gifts that maybe some of your gardener friends would possibly like to enjoy. And maybe some things that if you're not a gardener yourself, you don't even know where to get started. You need to know who your friend is and what they're interested in gardening, because we know that that's such a wide umbrella to begin with. And I always like to start off with books. I think books are something that you kind of like overlook. If you want to learn more, I mean, there's always a nice way to be able to kind of pull out a little picture book and kind of rummage through that and see that. I know the gardeners, we're already longing for the next season to come. So we're always looking ahead on that. So getting a nice book for them to look at, if you want to start off with any of the Sunset series, that's a really good starting point. They're very applicable to gardening in El Paso. So you want to look out for that. And there's also some other little fun books. I didn't bring my copy with me today, but Amy Stewart is a really good author, and she writes all about different subjects in horticulture, and she has these really great books, and one of her newest ones is called The Drunken Botanist. So it's a really easy, fun book to read, and it's kind of festive in the holiday season. The reason why I bring her up is that she is going to be the keynote speaker at the State Master Gardener Conference later in 2016 out in Collin County, which is McKinney, Texas. So it'd be a great trip for local master gardeners to go out there and visit her and just kind of get a fun sense of gardening to expand your library.
And Amy Stewart's actually, on a side note, she's been a guest here on one of our shows, our book shows with Louis Sines. He talked to her about her latest book, which is called Girl Waits with Gun. Not about The Drunken Botanist. Yeah. I'm sure they probably talked about that during the interview. Right. But yeah, that's kind of neat. So I know about Amy Stewart.
It all ties together, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Jan? Do you have any books in particular that you recommend?
Yes, I do, Norma. I'm a succulent fanatic, and it's kind of a newfound passion for me since I've become a master gardener. And succulents are a wonderful thing to pursue here in El Paso because of our environment. And succulents and cacti are awesome. And there's an author by the name of Deborah Baldwin who has written, I have at least three of her books. One of them is called Succulent Simplified. And it's perfect because, as Denise says, there's great pictures, and I'm a good picture person, though I do ebooks and so forth and so on. When it comes to gardening, I want to see pictures, and I want to read specifically about how to care for things. And she has some really good books. That one and Designing with Succulents is another book of hers. And she's a wonderful author and has some real common sense, down-to-earth tips on gardening with succulents. And they're beautiful.
Well, very briefly, in case maybe our listeners aren't familiar as to what a succulent is, can you give a brief description?
Okay. Yeah, succulents are plants that actually hold water in their leaves. So because of that, they're wonderful for this neck of the woods. Most of them are very, very drought tolerant. They're great water conservators because they do hold that water. It's very interesting. Actually, all cacti are succulents, but not all succulents are cacti. So there's just a little trivia there. There's one, it's called the crown of thorns, that actually has some thorns on it, like a cacti would is characterized by. But so those are great plants for the El Paso Southwest.
So I'm sure if people are familiar with an aloe vera plant, that's a succulent.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people have ice plant in their landscape. That's also a succulent as well.
Exactly. And I guess that's the biggest thing for succulents is our sun may be a little too strong sometimes. So sometimes you get some blanching of the leaves. So they do appreciate a little cover.
or many some of kind them of, do, and so, it's very interesting because of the color that they do provide when they're exposed to the sun. A very common one is jade, mm-hmm. and I keep most of my succulents under my patio or under the shade of a tree so that they do get that protection. But those that are exposed to the sun more usually will get either yellow or many of them will turn mm-hmm. red on their tips. And mm-hmm. so you don't necessarily have to have a flower, though many succulents do flower, especially this time of the year. When I have them tucked away in my greenhouse, they have this gorgeous show of blossoms. But they're very interesting and a lot of fun, easy to grow, inexpensive because they propagate very easily from cuttings.
And, you know, speaking of gifts, I've seen, you know, in some of the big box stores in their little nursery section, I have seen, you know, some small little arrangements of some really attractive succulents that
yeah,
would make some nice gifts.
Definitely.
As well.
And maybe sometimes if you know somebody's personal style, whether how they have their kitchen or maybe their living area decorated, you can put that, maybe a functioning pot, whether it's a succulent or a collection of that, into a nicer decorative pot. And then that will kind of pull it all together as a gift to give them. And then they can, you know, however they want to transplant their plant and then keep their container for another purpose as well. It doesn't have to be a pot. It can be actually anything.
It can be a colander. It's got drainage in it, right?
It can be a colander.
A colander's got plenty of drainage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that could be like your outside little showy pot. That's going to be your gift wrapping.
There you go.
It's also very interesting in looking through Miss Baldwin's books. There's a lot of brides that are using and incorporating succulents into
yeah.
their floral arrangements
nice.
For their weddings.
I've seen that, yeah.
So that's
boutonnieres,
a lot of boutonnieres, the bouquets for the brides and the bridesmaids are have succulents tucked inside of them. It's just
great.
Amazing. You can use this time of the year, hollow out a pumpkin, makes a great container for your
right.
succulents and a beautiful centerpiece.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun as well.
Well, gardeners, of course, use a lot of tools, and I'm sure tools are always at the top of gardening lists. So, Denise, what would be your recommendation?
Well, you definitely need a couple. You need just some tools for your arsenal. So you definitely want to get some good quality, the best quality that you can afford as far as bypass pruners. You want to make sure that they have to say bypass and not the anvil. The anvil will actually pinch the tissue as you're cutting them. So bypass are great.
So bypass, the blades actually cross over
exactly,
each other and the anvil one just sort of meet in the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and pinch that. So you don't want that. So bypass pruners are great. If you look at some that have different options where you can replace the blade or the hinge, then you're on towards your higher end of your bypass pruner. So always make sure that you buy the best ones that you can afford and take care of them once you have them. And then also you also want to use that same approach with getting some loppers. Those are going to be pretty much bypass pruners that will probably be able to cut a little bit more than 2 to 3 inches of branch thickness on there. So they're essentially bypass pruners with longer handles so you can reach further. And then, of course, your gardening gloves. And gloves are very personal, too. I kind of like think of gloves as like buying a purse for a woman. You want to know your style and the purpose for that. No, it's true.
Yeah.
Especially,
you know, wherever you go, gardening gloves are almost always for guys. They're huge sizes. So sometimes
yeah.
you have to go in there and you try them on, especially if you've got smaller or thinner fingers.
Exactly.
Because it's not very good for you to be going out gardening with gloves that are ill-fitting.
Right. They need to fit. And there's different times throughout the year here in El Paso when you can buy a package of – one of my favorites are called mud gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And they last – I actually throw them in the washing machine.
Oh, wow.
And let them air dry and use them over and over again. And I will buy a package of maybe 6 to 8 pair of mud gloves, and they fit a woman's hand. Another great pair would make a wonderful Christmas gift is for your rose enthusiasts. Having the mud gloves to prune in is not the wisest thing because the roses have thorns, of course. So there are actually rose gloves. You may have a harder time finding them locally, but certainly you can go on the internet and just Google that and find out who sells them. They're a little more pricey, but they are worth their weight in gold. I've had mine for 5 years, and they go up almost to my elbow, so my arms and my hands are protected from those roses. And they're pliable. They fit my hand. pruning tons of roses like we do here in El Paso at the Rose Garden, right. Then those are really great to have. So that's a really another really good tip.
Well, and I guess if you are also probably not sure what to get that gardener in your life, a lot of gift cards will do very well, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. To go to your local places first and support those folks first and foremost. But then you can certainly get something from a big box store if you're interested, or even online. There's a lot of specialty gardener supply stores that you can purchase from online, and they can certainly get a nice gift certificate from that, or even seed catalogs get a certificate from them too, because you know you always kind of like want to think about what's going to go on in your garden in spring and summer, and so it's always nice to kind of have a nice little list of different things you might want to get your gardener friend.
And I think something kind of personalized would be nice too. I mean, right now there's still fall color going on, yeah. Right? So maybe you can get your camera out. Even a digital camera would be great. Take some pictures of some fall foliage and maybe have it printed out, it framed really nicely. I think that would be a nice gift as well.
There's a lot of opportunities to get like collage prints put together. It gets cheaper every year. Huh. You know, I remember when I first bought my first digital camera, it's difficult to even like have those prints, you know, made up. There was just the technology wasn't matched up yet, but that certainly changed now, and you can get some nice little collages. I have a really great gift that the Master Gardeners gave me of the El Paso Rose Garden, which is just a collage of all different roses in bloom on there, and it's hanging up in my office, and it just looks beautiful. So thoughtful gifts like that are, you know, really wonderful as well. Or also to commemorate maybe a trip or an event that happened this past year, it's really a great option.
Well, Jen, you can take a picture of your own garden and during the fall and summer and turn it into a Christmas card. Especially if folks know that you're a gardener, then they would say, oh, well, this would be typical. And, you know, have a piece of yourself. And, of course, they make great screensavers on your computer and so forth. And so you can change it all the time.
So we've got a couple of minutes left, Jen. Any other maybe last-minute gifts that people may want to think about during this shopping weekend?
Well, I love to get plants, no matter what. And as I mentioned, succulents are a passion for me, and they're a whole lot more readily available than they used to be in the nurseries and in big box stores here in the El Paso area. One thing that really is kind of a nifty gift, you can purchase anymore these 5-gallon buckets at different spots throughout town, or if you have them recycled from a variety of things that you use in your home. There are actually covers that you can tuck inside of these 5-gallon buckets, and it has different little pockets. It's a wonderful thing to tuck your gloves and your bypass pruners and your anvil pruners, your loppers, all of those kinds of things. We use wipes to clean our blades and so forth and so on. So you have everything tucked in one place. It's kind of a gardening suitcase on the go, if you will. And whatever garden you're working in, whether you're outside or you're going and working in the community, you just take that with you so you're always equipped with anything you might need to garden with.
Garden caddy.
That's right. And also every gardener needs a hat too, right?
Oh, yeah. Always. That and sunscreen. A lifetime supply of sunscreen is a very good thing. I'm a redhead and I really have to be careful. So,
well, we're out of time and we hope that we were able to help you out with your holiday shopping this weekend. And next week, Jen's going to be back. We're going to talk about holiday plants. So stick around next week. We've got that coming up. We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering today's show. And we want to again thank you for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And once again, thank you, Master Gardener Jan Petterzelka.
Thank you so much for having me. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.